Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:09, Newell Norman's coming up, man, at 10 o'clock, live from the Metropolitan Crime Commission's Excellence in Law Enforcement Awards Luncheon. You talk about a show. It's at the Sheraton New Orleans today. They're honoring the accomplishments of local, state, and federal criminal justice professionals who are making our homes safer. Listen to this guest lineup that Newell Norman has today. Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney. Robert P. Hodges, Louisiana State Police Superintendent, Colonel Robert P. Hodges, Chairman of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, and past Chairman of the New Orleans Crime Coalition, Greg Rusevich. But wait, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, District Attorney of St. Tammany and Washington Parish, Colin Sims, and FBI Special Agent in Charge of the New Orleans Field Office, Lionel Myrtle, also. At noon, we'll bring you luncheon speeches and awards live. Newell Norman, don't miss it. 10 o'clock today until 1 here on WWL. We'll come back, talk to Dr. B about Medicare myths. Raphael, nothing to worry about. Maybe some rain on Sunday and maybe some cold weather. Well, cooler weather by next Friday, hopefully. Medicare open enrollment is underway. Whether you're newly eligible for Medicare or if you've had it for years, there's a whole lot to learn about the program. Dr. Brent Wallace, our good friend, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, joins us. Talk about some common Medicare myths. How are you, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy, I'm doing good. Can you believe this second summer we're having?
Man, it's ridiculous is what it is. Not to mention second hurricane season, it seems like.
Yeah,
although technically
yeah.
It never went away. But let's talk about these Medicare myths. What is myth number one, Doc?
Yeah, so a lot of people think that original Medicare covers everything. And it does cover most of your medically necessary services. So, that's things you may get in a hospital or a doctor's office or maybe a skilled nursing facility. But what it doesn't cover is additional services, things like routine dental or vision care. And keep in mind that it does not include Part D drug coverage either. So for your drugs, you're going to have to get a separate plan. And that's why a lot of people choose to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan.
Tell us about those Medicare Advantage plans, please.
Yeah, so, original Medicare is administered directly by the federal government, and the Medicare Advantage plans are offered by private insurance companies that actually have a contract with Medicare. And so those Medicare Advantage plans still have to follow all the same rules as Medicare, and they cover all the same services that original Medicare covers. But they offer a lot of extra benefits, too. And that may be things like a fitness center membership. Like I mentioned, it could cover routine services like dental, vision, or hearing exams. And you may even get a credit for over-the-counter health and wellness items. And then, like I mentioned, many Medicare Advantage plans also cover Part D prescription drugs, whereas Medicare does not. So you don't have to get a standalone drug plan for all of your medications.
All right, so that's myth number one. Original Medicare covers everything. It does not, right?
It does not.
It does not, definitely. That's right. Okay,
that is true.
Doc, you know, when we talk about this, it can be eye-glazing. Let's talk about myth number two about if you join a Medicare Advantage plan, you don't have Medicare anymore.
Yeah, some people think that you're actually giving up your Medicare when you join a Medicare Advantage plan, but you still have your Medicare, and you have all the same rights and protections that come along with Medicare. But your Medicare Advantage plan is going to be the one that administers those benefits for you. And so the biggest difference is when you go to the doctor, you're going to have to show your health plan ID card, like your People's Health ID card, at the, you know, doctor or pharmacy or anywhere you may go, instead of your red, white, and blue card. A lot of people know the red, white, and blue card is the Medicare card. You want to keep that one in your wallet if you have Medicare Advantage.
I feel like we should be blowing something up because we're busting myths here. Myth number one, original Medicare covers everything. Busted. Myth number two, if you join a Medicare Advantage plan, you don't have Medicare anymore. Busted. Let's talk about myth number three. Medicare Advantage plans are more expensive than original Medicare.
So this one's not a total bust, but not necessarily. Every plan is going to have different costs and different benefits. But in general, your overall cost with a Medicare Advantage plan is usually lower than your cost under original Medicare. And the main reason for that is because Medicare Advantage plans are required to limit your yearly out-of-pocket costs, so the amount that you have to pay to see the doctor or get a prescription filled, whereas original Medicare does not have any ceiling on those yearly expenses. So if you get a really expensive service, you may have to pay a lot more than you would under a Medicare Advantage plan.
So the extra benefits do not make Medicare Advantage more expensive.
No, they really don't, and a lot of these extra benefits provide a lot of extra value to people. And so a good example I use is if you think about a dental cleaning. Without any insurance, it's going to cost you about $100 for a routine cleaning. And if you have original Medicare, keep in mind that doesn't cover any dental services, and so you would likely have to pay the entire $100 out of pocket. But if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan that does have dental coverage, you won't have to pay the full amount. And you may not even have to pay anything if it's included with a $0 copay. And those savings can really add up when you think about things like vision care, hearing care, and dental care, because all of those are not covered by original Medicare.
All right, let's talk about another myth that all Medicare Advantage plans have the same cost.
Yeah, that is not true. So some Medicare Advantage plans have a monthly plan premium that you may have to pay in addition to your Part B premium. Some of them may have an annual deductible for your medical services or your drugs, and really all that means is that you have to pay a certain amount out of pocket before the plan kicks in and starts paying towards those costs. But not all Medicare Advantage plans have those premiums or deductibles, and that's why it's so important to make sure you look at what is covered, what's not covered, and do you have any extra cost when you're choosing what your coverage is going to be for next year.
What are some of the other costs with a Medicare Advantage plan?
Yeah, so like I just mentioned, you generally have to pay a copay or a coinsurance for any medical service or drug that you're getting. And that means you'll have to pay a small amount of money or maybe a percentage of what the total cost is. But keep in mind that there are a lot of services, things like primary care visits and preventative services and even screenings that may be covered at absolutely no cost to you.
All right, so we've been through four Medicare myths, busted, 3.5 of them accurate.
Three and a half, yeah.
Three and a half. All right, we'll pick it up with number five when we come back about changing your Medicare coverage whenever you want. It is Medicare open enrollment right now. Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, our good friend, is here to try to walk us through it. It can get complicated. 820 traffic now, WWL. All right, 825 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our good friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about Medicare myths. Myth number one, original Medicare covers everything. Busted. Myth number two, if you join a Medicare Advantage plan, you don't have Medicare anymore. Busted. Myth number three, Medicare Advantage plans are more expensive than original Medicare. That was nuanced. Accurate?
That is correct.
Nuance. Myth number four, all Medicare Advantage plans have the same cost. That's busted. Let's talk about myth number five, Doc, which is you can change your Medicare coverage whenever you want.
Yeah, so this one's busted.
Busted.
And it's very important. This one's very important. You can only change your Medicare coverage during what is called an enrollment period. And for most people, the best opportunity is really right now. This is the Medicare annual enrollment period, or what we call AEP. And it runs every year from October 15th through December 7th. And this is really the time where any coverage changes you want to make that are going to become effective on January 1st, this is the time to do it.
Generally speaking, if you have Medicare, is this the only time of the year you can make changes?
In general, yes. You know, AEP is your chance to make all of those coverage changes. But there are some exceptions to the rule, as there always are. You know, if you meet certain criteria, you may qualify for what's called a special enrollment period. And that's going to let you make changes at other times during the year. And really, the biggest time you qualify for those is when you've had a change in your Medicaid coverage, or if you lose coverage through your employer, or if you have certain types of chronic health conditions, so things like diabetes or heart failure or cardiovascular disorders. But don't rely on those special enrollment periods. You want to review everything this year. A lot of people don't qualify for those special enrollments. So you want to review all that coverage before the December 7th deadline. And even if you're happy with your current plan, you really want to know what's changing for the next year and think about whether or not that's going to impact you. You don't want to be surprised by cost increases, you know, for your doctor's visits or your drugs when you get into the new year.
Do you have to change your Medicare coverage every year?
You don't have to. So if you're satisfied with your current health plan, you don't have to make any changes at all during AEP. You'll automatically be rolled over in your current plan unless you choose to enroll in a different one.
So if you want to change your coverage, if you do decide to do that, what options do you have?
Yeah, there's a few options depending on what you have right now. So if right now in 2024 you've got original Medicare, you can choose to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, or you can choose to switch your Part D drug plan. And if right now you are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can actually switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan that better meets your needs, or you can actually choose Part D coverage and switch back to original Medicare. So it gets a little confusing. That's why you want to talk to somebody about all this stuff.
Yeah, and that brings us to the People's Health Center, which we were at on October. What was the first day of open enrollment?
October 15th.
Yeah. Tell us about that center, Doc, because it's a beautiful facility, and I know appointments are recommended, but you do take care of walk-ins, and people tend to put stuff off. Maybe with the election, they put it off. Tell me about the center and what's waiting for them there, if you would.
Yeah, it's a great place to kind of stop in. You've got a month left of annual enrollment right now. You know, we're located right next to Party City on Veterans. You can come in. It's very no pressure. They can talk to you about Medicare. They can talk to you about Medicare Advantage plans. There's really no hard sell, and there's no obligation to actually join People's Health. It's really just to get an idea about what all these rules are, what coverage you have, and what really makes sense for you to have next year. So I encourage people to come in. If you've got older parents that are on Medicare, you may want to come in with them as well and ask any questions you have.
And I think it's important, I always say this, but that you know, nobody's trying to sell you a car. They're not going to say, let me go talk to my manager. What's it going to take for me to put you in this plan? All they're doing is there to answer questions. That's all it is. There's no obligation, no cost, no high sale, no nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a cup of coffee and just learn a little bit about this very, very complex topic.
And they're very patient. They're very knowledgeable. They'll take as much time as you need. Thank you, Dr. B. Have a good weekend. Pet the puppies for me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tommy. You too.
Bet. If you'd like to meet a representative in person, again, you can visit that People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, 3017 Vets, right next to Party City. As we say, appointments are recommended, but they'll be glad to help you if you walk in. They'll take you, sit you in a little room, show you a presentation and about Medicare in general and answer any questions patiently that you may have. You can always go to peopleshealth.com or you can just call 1-800-978-9765 or go to peopleshealth.com. Quick break, then we'll come back, talk to Nick Kelly, Alabama beat reporter for AL.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come. 840, 20 till 9. It is basically an elimination game for the college playoffs. This Saturday, Death Valley Saturday night, LSU taking on Bama. Our coverage starts at 2 o'clock. You can join Mike Dettillier, former Tigers quarterback Herb Tyler, for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Very interesting insights from both of them. Herb is a former Tiger quarterback. That's presented by MAP Construction. Always a good time out there. Acme's got 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials, plus life's more fun with seafood. You can catch LSU pregame at 4:30, kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester at 6:30. Again, you do better to turn down the TV and turn them up, because you're going to get a lot more inside knowledge about the Tigers from Chris and Jacob and Gordy Rush on the sideline. Tigers Crimson Tide, 10 hours of exciting LSU football coverage. Saturday starts at 2 on WWL, a free Odyssey app. Matter of fact, College Game Day is going to be in Baton Rouge for the first time in 5 years for the big game. When we come back, we'll talk to Nick Kelly, Alabama beat reporter for Al.com, when we return. 8:46, 14 till 9. Big game Saturday night in Death Valley. Our general manager, Dan Barron, loves when I play this because, as he's wont to say, just keep playing the hits. Jordan Fiegel, producer extraordinaire. I couldn't do this show without him. He is also a University of Alabama graduate. So it's the one time a year where we'll play this Bama fight song for them. Nick Kelly joins us now, Alabama beat reporter for AL.com. How you doing, Nick?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Did you want to throw in a roll damn tide or anything?
Well, unlike the others you listed off, I did not go to the University of Alabama.
Oh, okay.
My wife did, but I'm actually a Missouri grad. So
well, you better, if your wife did, you better throw in a roll damn tide. Tell me about the tide this year and the feeling in Alabama about this Alabama team and how it's different than the years when Nick was there.
Yeah, it's kind of been a, you know, fasten your seatbelts, because it's been a little bit more of a wild ride than I think some fans are used to. And really, the last year or two has kind of provided an introduction to that, maybe that feeling as well, just because it hasn't been the same, maybe just pure dominance that Alabama had for so long. But yeah, it's a case of Alabama can lose any weekend, but they also can win any weekend. So it's kind of a, you gotta hold your breath and see what happens each weekend, which for some of these fans is definitely an adjustment. But I think once you get into that mindset of it's just really tough to win now in this era of college football, you can sit back and try to enjoy the sport a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, I watch Coach Saban on College Game Day every Saturday, and I don't know exactly what Saturday it was. I know they're going to be in Baton Rouge day after tomorrow. Yeah, today's Thursday. About the culture at Alabama, about the little things, about, you know, tucking your shirt tail in, about doing this, doing that. Has that been the subject of a lot of conversation there in Alabama?
Yeah, I think there's talk about it. I think that a lot of fans worry when they can't see something and when they can't fully understand or have exact evidence of, you know, discipline or, you know, attention to those smaller things. And I guess what I would say based on conversations I've had with people is just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. because Kalen DeBoer is not the kind of guy who is just outwardly yelling all the time. You know, he's not maybe like Nick Saban giving out some chewings of a certain kind. I think it's an adjustment for fans because they can't necessarily see that as much. But there's plenty of accountability that I think is still happening. It's just fans can't see it. So I think that's an adjustment because I think fans are used to seeing Nick Saban being very outwardly loud and showing his displeasure when things don't go right. So it's kind of that's an adjustment to answer your earlier question, too.
Yeah, you're around the team. I'm just wondering how a team reacts to that. If you got a guy that, you know, you better have everything buttoned down and exactly like it's supposed to be. And then I guess maybe human nature is to slack a little bit if you get a guy that's not the same type.
Yeah, I think that the narrative or the perception is that it's just some country club that people are hanging around.
I don't think that's the case
days.
At all.
I think that more so fans have thought that, and it's like, no, it's not like that. And again, you know, Kalen DeBoer is just harder to read because he doesn't show you those things. But from what I've heard, there's plenty of accountability still in those halls. And also, I mean, anyone I talk to just really likes working for him, playing for him. And I think that, yeah, it's different. I mean, it's a different style than Nick Saban. It's maybe a little less dictator-like because, frankly, you can't be as much that in today's college football. You still have to, have a certain firmness in how you maybe run your program. But, it's a bit more NFL-like where you can't just be a dictator, frankly, and run that. And not that Saban didn't have a personal side to connect with guys, because he did. But, it's just that it's in this era of NIL and the transfer portal, you know, you have to maybe tailor your approach in a different way. So to me, someone like Kalen DeBoer is much better suited in terms of the managing personalities than many coaches are.
Let me take a quick break, if I can, Nick. Nick Saban said that it's a transfer portal that pretty well ran him out, right? I think college football, he didn't want to deal with it, didn't like the way it worked. Nick Kelly, Alabama beat reporter for AL.com, 852 traffic now, WWL. 856, 4 till 9. Quickly back to Nick Kelly, Alabama beat reporter for AL.com. Tell me how you see this game unfolding, the matchups with LSU and Alabama when they hit the field on Saturday night. Nick?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting just because I could see it going either way. To me, I think that LSU's key is going to be containing Jalen Milroe, making sure that he doesn't run over them like he did last year. And frankly, Marcel Reed did on the second half this year. It's going to be really important for LSU. For Alabama, it's really important that their defense covers these good receivers LSU has, makes Garrett Nussmeier uncomfortable. If Nussmeier can take advantage of the secondary that at times for Alabama has just been inexperienced and is just adjusting to this new system. And if he can take advantage of that, be aggressive, that could be a problem for Alabama. So really it comes down to kind of how the quarterbacks match up with each defense is what I'm watching, and we'll see how it plays out.
And it also comes down to the big uglies up front on both sides. Compare and contrast, if you will, LSU's offensive line against Alabama's defensive line, and then Alabama's offensive line against LSU's defensive line.
Yeah, I'll start with Alabama's offensive line. It's a group that's got potential, but it's been inconsistent. It's been the biggest issue. I think at right tackle, Alabama's had some issues. And if they can't protect as they struggled to do at Tennessee because of the noise and all that stuff, it could be a long day. especially with what LSU has up front, a very talented group that can get after you. On the reverse side, I don't know if Alabama's going to be able to bring pass rush or not. It kind of remains to be seen. It's been there at times, hasn't always been there, and LSU's got some good offensive line play. Now, of course, we'll be without I'm totally blank on his name, but the guard, Dellinger, who's a good player for LSU, who's got, I think got that tightrope surgery. Right. So, yeah, I think that's certainly a something that I think LSU will miss. But can Alabama take advantage of that? I'm not sure. We'll see. They've got guys, but it's not quite the same as when they've had the Will Anderson and Dallas Turner types that they just I seem to have more and more of just coming off the edge, those first round picks. So it's going to be interesting. And I think it all comes down to, if that pressure can happen. If it doesn't, it could be a long day for Alabama's defense.
We only got about 40 seconds left, and I know Bama's had some trouble in SEC road games with some penalties. You know, it can get loud in Tiger Stadium. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's a major concern. And frankly, Alabama hasn't won a road SEC game yet this season. And so this would be a heck of a first one to get. But so far, there's been some issues. And I think that Alabama, after Tennessee, was a good, I guess, practice run for Baton Rouge and going to Tiger Stadium. So we'll see what happens.
Will you be in Baton Rouge, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Well, enjoy the game, have a good time, and they treat you nice in the press box. You'll enjoy it. Thank you, sir. Nick Kelly, Alabama beat reporter for Al.com. We'll talk about tariffs when we come back.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.